She started to show examples of work done with the Lomos.
"Look at these," she said. "They're all blurry and grainy and cracked up. You press the button once, you get 4 shots of the same thing. It moves along like a cartoon, like a little animation. Cool, eh? Here are some rules."
She began writing stuff up on the board.
"Take your Lomo everywhere you go and whenever you go. Use it any time, day or night. Get as close as possible to the objects of your desire. Shoot from the hip. Don't think. Be fast. Don't worry about the rules."
Thomas thought about all this. He stared at the photos. He noticed an image of an old car driving along a wet street. Because there were 4 photos, it looked like the car was going along, like in an old movie. The street looked grey. It reminded him of somewhere.
"That's Russia, St. Petersburg," said Ada. "It's the most beautiful place in the world in winter. The sun is perfect."
She spoke directly to Thomas.
"These cameras are Russian. They're all made in Russia. You can actually see the factory where these cameras are made in one of the photos. The Russians are very proud of these cameras. Quite right, too."
Thomas reached out. The cameras were made of plastic, bright red and bright blue. They looked a bit like toys. Some of them had cords to pull instead of buttons to take the shot. There were 2 cameras with no viewfinder at all, like someone was having a joke on them. Ada looked serious.
"Go on," she said. "I love these things."
Thomas lifted the camera the way that he had reached out to touch the fox. He screwed his eyes up behind the lens. He moved it back and forth, adjusting it, then looked in again. This time he saw something. He stood up and walked slowly in and out of the light. At break, each camera was allowed to find 2 people to take it for a walk. It was a gesture of trust on the part of the photographer. Karina was sitting on the grass with her friend.